Good afternoon and welcome to Q95's Midday News Package for today, Monday, January 26. I'm your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin. In our news headlines this afternoon, economist Dr. Thomson Fontaine highlights worldwide concerns about Bitcoin. Jamaica wants to be self-sufficient in table Irish potato. And Greece anti-bailout leader made prime minister. The news is brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica Limited. The details after this.
We're having a huge tax sale at Quartz, which means you can get great deals and save up to 60% off selected items across the store. Sale starts January 17th. Shop with cash or use Ready Finance with nothing down and nothing to pay for 30 days. Save big with up to 60% off at the Quartz January tax sale. While stocks last, only at Quartz, bringing value home.
Economist Dr. Thomson Fontaine says worldwide concerns are circulating as relates to the development of the virtual currency Bitcoin. In recent weeks, local media, particularly Q95, has disclosed information about Bitcoin and what is termed the Bit Drop, a major event carded for March 14, 2015 in the Windsor Park Stadium for the launch of the virtual currency. Dr. Fontaine says further investigations revealed that worldwide some 82,000 merchants accept Bitcoin for transacting business. However, internationally, there remains a level of uncertainty about the operations of the virtual currency. He says with this, he questions how the government of Dominica has found itself in the position of allowing Bitcoin to be introduced to Dominica amidst an array of international uncertainty.
A lot of financial experts are wondering whether or not this is going to work, and what we're seeing that it will eventually work if not it will take over money, or if not Bitcoin, but something superior to Bitcoin, but something built around the internet, is going to have to be the next currency. So the question then becomes, how did Dominica find itself in that position? And that's the question that the government of Dominica needs to answer. Why it is that when countries are shying away from Bitcoin, countries are concerned that the Bitcoins might create problems. For example, right now in the US, the Internal Revenue Service, the tax people in the US, have decided that Bitcoin is not currency. Bitcoin is actually property, so they put that designation on Bitcoin as property. And when you have a lot of questions being asked about Bitcoin and a lot of concerns as to it being used for criminal behavior, a lot of concerns about the value, that there's another issue, because in fact it fluctuates wildly.
Five Dominican hotels have recently been awarded a TripAdvisor Traveler's Choice Awards for 2015. TripAdvisor, described as the world's largest travel site, attracts millions of users monthly as it not only offers a wide selection of travel options at good prices, but the feedback posted online from actual travelers offers a seemingly authentic and unbiased reviews. Jungle Bay Resort and Spa ranked third amongst the top 25 hotels in the Caribbean, 10th among a top 25 hotels for service in the Caribbean, and 25th among the top 25 hotels for romance in the Caribbean. Secret Bay ranked fourth amongst the top 25 small hotels in the Caribbean, second among top 25 luxury hotels in the Caribbean, seventh among the top 25 hotels for service in the Caribbean, and ninth amongst the top 25 hotels for romance in the Caribbean. In more news this afternoon, organizers of this year's grand opening parade have described it as excellent. Deputy Chairperson of the Road Parade Committee, Charlene White Christian, told the state radio today Saturday's grand opening parade was the best witnessed in years. She says some of the concerns expressed in the past, to include gaps within the parade and inadequate sound systems, were addressed this year.
This year, I think the parade was excellent. It's one of the best we've had in years. I must say that the public did adhere to the rules that we set, which was excellent also. We had quite a few groups from all around Dominica, from Grand Bay, from La Plaine, from Town, from Marigot, Collihue. We had quite a few participants from the Carib territory, quite a few schools turned out. We had the 4-H Club from SMP, and we had quite a few volunteers, which I would like to point out did a fantastic job, mainly from the Goodwill Secondary School. All in all, the parade went smoothly. There were hardly any gaps. We had no lack for music this year. In other years, people have complained that there was a shortage of music. This year, we had quite a few bands, and we had so much music that it was just outrageous. Really and truly, everyone just played a wonderful part, and the parade was colorful, it was vibrant, it was just very, very good this year. And we want to thank all the participants for being with us and coming on board to participate for the parade this year.
The grand parade, which commenced at the Portersville Savannah, culminated on the Dame Eugenia Charles Boulevard with an official opening ceremony. Over 40 groups paraded the streets of Roseau on a Saturday, showcasing several themes in an array of colors. The next major event, the Junior Calypso Monarch, is scheduled for January 29th, followed by the Calypso semifinals on January 31st, 2015. The Discover Dominica Authority will host Level 1 and 11 Caribbean Vocational Qualification CVQ certification training in commercial food preparation from March 2nd to December 31st, 2015. The training comes following a recent labor market observation conducted by the DDA, which revealed that there is a dire shortage of skilled, experienced, and certified human resource in the area of food preparation available to hotels and restaurants. According to an official release, the training, which is being funded by the 10th European Development Fund, will focus on commercial food preparation and is geared towards hotel and restaurant kitchen staff, such as assistant chefs, assistant pastry chefs, and assistant prep cooks. And National Security Minister Raymond Blackmore says unlawful protest action on island will not be tolerated by the DLP administration. Blackmore made these remarks following a number of protest action following the December 8, 2014 election. He made particular reference to protest action held outside the office of the Electoral Commission, at DASPA's office at Woodbridge Bay and at Marigot. He says these attempts to provoke the state into an overreaction will not be encouraged, and the DLP administration will ensure that those involved in masterminding these events will face the full force of the law.
Over the past weeks, a calculated and creative attempt by some who do not want to accept that the people have exercised the franchise and voted for a party of the choice. And they have tried ways to circumvent the rule of law by having, in a creative way, unlawful protest action. We saw it twice outside the office of the Electoral Commission. We saw it outside DASPA's office. And we recently saw it down in Marigot. What is happening, and then as we have sat down and spoke about it, is seemingly an attempt by a number of folks to provoke the state into overreaction and to create a 1979 situation. Dominica is not going to go down that route. Let us put our energy and our talent to pushing this country forward. Having said that, the persons who have been involved in masterminding those events will face the full force of the law.
Blackmore made these remarks on state radio's Talking Point program recently. Jamaica is on course to become self-sufficient in the production of table Irish potato by the end of this year. For 2015, we are aiming to produce 18 million kilograms of table Irish potato, which would mean that Jamaica would have attained 100% self-sufficiency in production of table Irish potato, said Junior Agriculture Minister Luther Buchanan. Buchanan said that in 2013, local producers supplied 87% of the demand for table Irish potato, up from 32% in 2008. Meanwhile, he said that the government is now looking to significantly increase the production of onion as part of efforts to reduce the country's import bill. He said data indicates that the country produces 12 tons of onion per hectare, which is way below the global average of 17 tons per hectare. And the head of Greece's far-left Syriza party, Alexis, has been sworn in as prime minister and is set to lead an anti-austerity coalition government. Turning up for the ceremony without a tie, the leftist took the oath less than 24 hours after winning the general election on an anti-austerity platform. Earlier, he formed a coalition with the center-right Greek Independence. European Commission head Jean-Claude Juncker has reminded him of the need to ensure fiscal responsibility. And that's this afternoon's midday news package, but first a recap of the headlines. Economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine highlights worldwide concerns about Bitcoin. Jamaica wants to be self-sufficient in table Irish potato. And Greece anti-bailouts leader Alexis made prime minister. Once again, the news is brought to you through the very kind compliments of Accords Dominica Limited. On behalf of the entire Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.